USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Barack Obama will meet with President Biden at an event on the Affordable Care Act at the White House today. It's the first time the former president will publicly appear at the White House since leaving office.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends, not just Washington friends, and so I'm sure they will talk about events in the world as well as their families and personal lives.
President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law 12 years ago. As most Americans can't spend lavishly right now because of immense pressure from inflation, the Secret Service is spending more than $30,000 every month renting out a Malibu mansion in California to protect President Biden's son, Hunter. Hunter, who is under federal investigation for his foreign business dealings, is living in Malibu, spending $20,000 of his own wealth each month to live in the pricey beach city. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One of the people being punished by the January 6th Commission will run for Congress after he gets out of jail.
One of the rioters from January 6th that said he was running for Congress will spend 90 days in jail for his involvement in the insurrection. Jason Riddle was also sentenced to 3 years probation and fined $750 for stealing a book and causing damage to the Capitol. According to his plea agreement, Riddle was in the second wave of rioters who entered the Senate parliamentarian's office and drank a bottle of wine he found. He told television station WBTS last year that he is going to run for Congress in New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Michael Fuchs, the former Clinton and Obama administration foreign policy advisor who has served as Vice President Kamala Harris's deputy chief of staff since she took office, will now become the 12th staffer under the vice president to leave the White House. Mr. Fuchs will be leaving the White House next month. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Iran nuclear deal has many GOP lawmakers saying that it is not a good deal for America and would actually hurt Americans. Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax on Monday that Iran getting a nuke is unacceptable and the Democrat-controlled House is okay with that.
Well, can block it. It won't block it. Nancy Pelosi has been carrying Joe Biden's water for last year and a half. She will continue to do that. This deal needs to be blocked. It would never pass the Senate if it was presented as a treaty. And I think one of the most important things that we need to realize is that the way we are treating Russia by doing everything we can not to engage with Russia because they are a nuclear power, when Iran becomes a nuclear power, we also have that same concern. We can't allow Iran to reach that point, and this deal absolutely allows them to become a nuclear power.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.